Well, hello. Welcome to Day 6, all about financial abundance. How do we experience the kind of freedom in financial terms that we really deserve? Now, you and I by this point know that the reason I waited till the 6th session for this is because if you don't take time for yourself, the money doesn't matter. You can have all the money, you're running around trying to make more, and you're not going to be fulfilled. If you don't have a system for changing what doesn't work in your life, money's not going to solve it, which is why we went through the results workshop. And if you're in a position where you're not thrilled in your relationship, money is worthless. And if you're in a place where you don't have the physical vitality, health, and energy, then we go back to the richest man in the graveyard metaphor. So that's why this comes last in our series. And the only thing that comes beyond this is really knowing the purpose of your life, how to use all these resources to meet your life's purpose. So this session is about financial abundance. And I can talk to you about this because I have the unique privilege of having achieved it. You know, there's nothing worse than talking to someone who talks a good game but hasn't lived it. You know, each of these sessions, I transform my body. I transform myself emotionally. But more importantly, I've not only done it with myself, I'm able to do it with other people too, millions of people around the world. So this is a subject I know. One of the things I had difficulty with early in my life when I started making money is I'd go to people to figure out how to invest my money, and they knew less than I did. They knew how to sell me on a concept, but they weren't wealthy. I talked to a stockbroker, and he didn't know anything. He just knew what he was being told to sell. So gradually I began to say, why am I talking to a guy that makes one-third what I earn telling me what to do with my money? So I can just tell you that I started at ground zero. I did not have the silver spoon, anything close to it in my mouth. I started out with nothing. And now I'm in a position economically where I can do virtually anything I want in my life. So I was recently doing a seminar. And when I was doing the seminar, I was trying to get through to people because a lot of people look at me and I have a public company now, Dream Life. And the day that the company went public, the value of my stock, I had 23 million shares, shot through the roof, and my net worth was $400 million just from my stock holdings. So it was a pretty good day. That was above everything else that I'd built over the last 23 years of my life. So it was pretty amazing. But I also realized, hey, it's just paper. I mean, it could go down to zero. Who knows in the stock market? What I got was abundance a long time ago. I got it when I changed my psychology. I got it when I worked hard enough to create enough income that I never have to work as long as I lived if I had no public company. So I'm not tied to something. I don't have to live and die by the stock price is going up or it's going down. It's just a neat bonus. But the reason I tell you this also is when people see that, they look at it and go, oh, that's so far from my realm of possibility. Most people do anyway. But the truth is there's people 100 times bigger than what I'm doing. And I don't see it that way. I see if that's what I really wanted, I could achieve it. Maybe I'm deluding myself, but I don't believe so. And if you have certainty and you have the right plan, you can achieve anything. And it's not the number anyway. It's about what does it take for you to feel abundant? What does it take for you to kill the scarcity, to rid it from your life, and experience the kind of gratitude that sets you free? And so I thought, I just put you right in that seminar, and you can hear me telling them about it, but I want you to know this is an area of your life you deserve to master. Because when you master it, when you're coming from a place of abundance instead of fear, instead of scarcity, you don't worry so much about yourself. Your focus is really on how to contribute. And in my lifetime, I've had an opportunity to contribute quite a bit. In fact, I started my foundation decades ago, and it really began with me feeding two people on my own with a little money that I had. And to give you an idea how much it's grown, we're now in over 2,000 school systems. We're in 750 prisons. We're in more than 100,000 health and human services programs. And this last year, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, we fed more than 1 million people in 19 countries, over 500 cities. So all this comes from having so much abundance in your own life, you're no longer worried about yourself. You really, truly want to give. But I'll tell you this, the best way to get beyond scarcity is start beyond it. If you can get yourself to feel that abundant now by doing things as if you were already financially independent, everything changes.